Tell you, Slay. By the way, there's going to be a pretty special moment over at Nissan Stadium this weekend. Jim Wyatt joins us from TennesseeTitans.com. Timmy, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing well.
We're doing well. Hey, let's start with Jeff Fisher and Floyd Reese going into the Ring of Honor. That is a fun thing, a right thing, and a very, very cool thing.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's certainly well deserved for both of those guys. Bum Phillips winning early this year, and then Jeff Fisher and Floyd Reese, as you mentioned. I mean, the guys who did help put the Titans on the map when they came to Nashville. It worked so hard to build this franchise up. Responsible for the four playoff appearances in 5 years, and the two AFC Championship games, and the Super Bowl trip, and so many household names around here. So it will be neat to see them there, with their families. Unfortunately, Floyd not going to be with us, but his wife Sally, who I talked to yesterday, and his two sons and their grandchildren and friends, they'll all be there to kind of help, honor him. So it should be a special day. I mean, Javon Kurse obviously going to be, the 12th Titan, a player that was one of the home run picks of Floyd Reese back in the day. So big game for the Titans, trying to get to 7 in a row, trying to keep that AFC number one seed, but a big day to honor two legends, head coach and general manager.
Texans coming to town. I really wish that they had the ability to wear that oil derrick on this Sunday. I know we're probably looking at 2023, but that would have been something, right, against the Texans, just to troll them, but also look cool.
Yeah, it would be, and maybe when that is finally cleared, maybe that'll be the opponent. I mean, Texans people in Houston obviously very touchy on that subject. That became very clear, during the Oilers. Tribute weekend, when so many guys talked about, being embraced by the Titans and organization here. And certainly there's some feelings there from the players about how things transpired in Houston, and a lot of feelings from fans. So, that would definitely, would be a troll job if you pull that, a couple of years from now, and we'll see if that happens.
Jimmy, Titans with some more moves today, including Derek Roberson from IR. He has been activated. Just kind of fill us in there and what that means.
Well, I think, certainly for him, it's a guy who had a great training camp and preseason, and then, had a setback early and went on injured reserve, and has kind of been working his way back. This happened to be the last day that they could make a move like that. You get to the point after guys are on that designated for return list that you have to make a decision whether to activate them or, put them on IR for the rest of the year. With him, they obviously wanted him back because they feel like he can help, but he arrives back on the roster at a time when certainly some questions remain about Bud Dupree, who left the game after just one play with an abdominal injury on Sunday. And it kind of remains to be seen how long he's going to be out. So Roberson will add to that mix. I mean, the pass rush has been fantastic. He'll provide depth and keep guys fresh. And then Dylan Cole, another part of the move today, gets rewarded for his big special teams play and forced fumble on Sunday, getting added to the active roster. He was a game day, promotion and kind of reverted back to practice squad on Monday, but now he's back on the active roster and we're certain we'll try to help Cody Hollister back on the practice squad as well, a guy that certainly people are familiar with around here.
Jim, you've been close to this team, man. You and around it for a long time. Are you starting to get that feeling like this is a special bunch, or are you just looking forward to the next game and just going along with it?
Yeah, I have to say, if somebody would have told me, 6 weeks ago that this team would have won six games in a row, I probably wouldn't have believed it. And I remember looking at this stretch of games and certainly when you had some games earlier where I think I take a split and then put yourself into position to really get hot at the end of the season. But this team just keeps finding ways to win even with so many guys injured. So I do think that this has the makings of one of those teams that just has the it factor. And, you know, now the challenge is to keep it going. I mean, what they've done here over the last 6 weeks, beating playoff teams in different fashions, has been great. But, you know, it's hard to keep it going in the league. And I think now that's the key, is you got to try to keep getting guys healthy, but then you got to keep trying to, you got to keep trying to get better as well. It definitely has. This has a special feel to it, this team, just because they've got a knack for, you know, I just mentioned Dylan Cole. I mean, nobody knew who Dylan Cole was until Sunday. And then he makes a play that's one of the biggest plays of the game. He gets him an early touchdown in the second half. And that's kind of been happening all year. I mean, guys have just been stepping up when other guys have gone down. And that's pretty spectacular.
TennesseeTitans.com. That's the website. Jimmy, great stuff, man. Thank you.
Okay, y'all have a great week. Thank you.
All right, there's Jim Wyatt on the Mark Spain Real Estate Hotline.